What do tower records, flip cameras, Nokia phones, and taxi medallions have in common? They all seemed invincible until they vanished. In 2006, Tower Records' flagship store on Sunset Boulevard didn't just close, it disappeared, taking with it an entire cultural ritual of browsing music alongside strangers. This wasn't a simple business failure. It was something more profound, vaporization. The shift from physical to digital doesn't just change how we buy music, it fundamentally rewrites the rules of value, ownership, and survival. Seth Godin warns that everyone is now in the information business, whether they know it or not. The question isn't whether your industry will be vaporized, but when and whether you'll see it coming. Information evolves like water through three states. Solid information lives, trapped in physical objects books where container and content are inseparable, stable but heavy and quickly outdated. Liquid information flows through networks, freed from physical form but tethered to fixed connections. Vapor information moves like atmosphere itself, fast, free, wireless, available everywhere simultaneously. This evolution accelerated dramatically. In 1995, just 14% of Americans were online. By 2013, that reached 74%, with smartphones becoming humanity's primary digital portal. Today, 3.4 billion people carry mobile devices that have absorbed entire product categories: cameras, GPS units, MP3 players, video recorders, transforming dedicated hardware into disposable apps. The flip camera's fate captures this. Cisco bought it for $590 million in 2009, then shut it down 2 years later, rendered obsolete by smartphone cameras. Apple pioneered the winning formula: device plus software plus content plus commerce, seamlessly integrated. By embedding iTunes in every device, they created an ecosystem absorbing $23 billion in software sales by 2013. Yet even Apple faces vapor's instability. iTunes downloads fell 13% as audiences migrated to streaming, proving that empires built on air require constant reinvention. Successful digital businesses function as both switchboard and marketplace. Google connects searchers with information, Amazon links buyers with sellers. The switchboard operator harvests data from every transaction, seeing patterns individual players cannot. At critical scale, these marketplaces become platforms, value control points, extracting tolls from every transaction. Nokia's collapse illustrates this brutally. Despite 50% smartphone market share, they missed Apple's ecosystem shift. As Nokia's CEO wrote, "The battle of devices has now become a war of ecosystems. Platform giants control creation tools, discovery systems, monetization, and consumption devices." Apple's 2008 App Store seemed liberating 10 million downloads the first weekend, but we'd traded one dictator for another. Apple's closed ecosystem requires developer approval, enforces arbitrary rules, and takes 30% of revenue. Studies show 50-60% of app businesses are unsustainable, with only 1.6% earning substantial revenue. For most developers, it's profitless sharecropping all earnings, recycled into marketing against 9 million registered developers. With 86% of smartphone time inside apps rather than the open web, slight ecosystem changes determine your fate. To survive, study platforms obsessively.
In the vaporized economy, data becomes renewable oil that appreciates through sharing. Venture capitalist Brad Burnham prioritizes businesses generating fresh data as byproduct of normal use. More users means more valuable data, creating compounding advantages traditional businesses can't match. Facebook's Zuckerberg borrowed graph theory to describe the social graph, three-dimensional matrices capturing relationships between users, interests, and behaviors. Every major platform now generates unique graphs. Foursquare creates location graphs. Kickstarter yields crowdfunding graphs. Twitter pioneered the interest graph. Data makes other data findable, solving navigation problems through algorithms responding instantly to user activity. Humanity hit a milestone in 2010, collectively generating 1 zettabyte of data, doubling every 18 months. By 2020, we'll generate 44 zettabytes, 1.7 megabytes per person per second. Cheap sensors, powerful microprocessors, and always-on connectivity enable measurement of millions of previously unrecorded microactions. As Moore's Law drives sensors smaller and Metcalfe's Law multiplies their networked value, everything that can be measured will be. The question is, who owns that measurement and what will they do with it? The light bulb has seen more innovation in 3 years than in the previous 125 years. LEDs aren't just efficient bulbs, they're programmable computers converting light into digital content. This exemplifies how the Internet of Things transforms every product, dissolving the separation between online and offline. Brick-and-mortar retailers now deploy sophisticated systems, turning stores into 3D websites, matching mobile devices to credit cards with 99% accuracy, tracking emotions through facial expressions, and using beacons to wake smartphone apps. By 2025, nearly all urban activity will likely be recorded through converging technologies: smartphones, GPS, miniature cameras, facial recognition, and social media. The real battle isn't about devices, but control of the data layer connecting them to the cloud. Physical products depend on this layer. Disconnected, they cease functioning. Apple and Google are aggressively entering IoT with software suites in healthcare, home automation, automotive, and retail payments. Their strategy positions smartphones as the central control point, harvest user data, and commoditize hardware manufacturers. Oxford researchers found 47% of U.S. jobs face automation. Unlike past cycles, recent jobless recoveries show machines permanently replacing humans in routine, middle-wage roles. Economist W. Brian Arthur projects the digital second economy will match the entire 1995 physical economy by 2025. The economics are compelling. Systems like Amazon's Kiva pay for themselves within a year while eliminating payroll costs. AI is vaporized human intelligence distilled into computers. After 60 years of slow progress, AI is advancing rapidly through new algorithms, improved hardware, and vast data. Since 2019, $17 billion has flowed into AI, with investment growing 60% annually. Smart robots are sensor collections interpreting the world. Google's self-driving cars map reality with unprecedented precision as networked nodes dependent on cloud services. By controlling the invisible data layer generated by robots, cars, drones, and satellites, Google creates a value control point extracting tolls from every interaction. Despite automation, humans will retain jobs requiring manual dexterity, snap judgments in unpredictable circumstances, and novel inventions. Your greatest future skill may be collaborating with robots. Ray Kurzweil, Google's engineering director, envisions digital immortality, transferring human consciousness to computers by 2045, when computer power will match the human brain. We're already migrating existence digitally, spending 7 to 12 hours daily on screens. DARPA has demonstrated mind-controlled prosthetics and flight simulators, investing $7 million in neural interfaces for soldiers to control robots with brainwaves. Dr. Philip Alvetta's cortical modem project aims to link directly to the visual cortex, bypassing eyes entirely, creating augmented reality without hardware. Biology has transformed from a read-only science into read/write, where we actively reprogram life itself. If substrate-independent mind technology succeeds, human consciousness could explore space without biological bodies, the pilot becoming the spacecraft itself. As researcher Randall Cohn notes, much of what we think of as progress has been achieved through ever greater communication. Whole brain emulation could free humanity from skull-bound isolation. This vaporization will likely transform education, labor, corporations, government institutions, and possibly our biological bodies. Rather than denying this rapid change, cultivate a what-if mindset. Our reality is constructed from ideas that anyone with a better concept can reconfigure. Pick any thing, institution, or tradition, and ask, how might I replace that with software? Because someone else already is.